What's happening, team? Welcome to the Type 1 Movement podcast, where I'm going to be sharing with you my tips, tricks, and stories to help you lead the healthiest life possible as a Type 1 diabetic. I'm your host, Type 1 Tom. Just a quick disclaimer, any advice that I give will not overpower your medical professional, so please consult with them first before making any changes. Yo, what's happening? Welcome to another episode of the Type 1 Movement Podcast. I changed the intro a bit there. I thought, you know what? We're going to fucking switch things up a little bit. Anyway, in today's episode, I'm going to be chatting about five feelings and emotions that you're going to encounter on your journey to improving your blood glucose control. This is going to be a good one, and I bet there's going to be a few head nods in this, and I bet you guys are going to be able to relate to this massively. Before we get going, though, as always, please leave me a rating and a review on the podcast app or whatever app you're listening to it on, as it really does help me reach more Type 1 diabetics and positively impact our community. Also, give it a screenshot and share it to your Instagram stories. Tag me at Type1_Tom. Or if you're sharing it on Facebook, Tom Allison, just so I can reach out and say thank you. Bit off track before we get going. Literally, I've been living on my own for just over a year now. It was a year on the 9th of September. I swear I'm cracking up. I put this on my Instagram stories. I'm actually having full conversations. Well, they're not full conversations because he's a dog. With my dog, Steve, who's just over a year old. Still a fucking puppy. Literally, I spent all day today winding him up, asking him if he wants to go in the oven and the air fryer. I will not put my no one out there. I think this is serious. I'm not going to put my dog in the air fryer or the oven, but I just like winding him up, and he just runs off and then looks at me funny. He actually looks at me like he understands what I'm saying. Like, he's had a poorly tummy the start of last week, so I had to put him on just plain chicken breast, and I actually spent 5 minutes telling him why he was just having chicken breast, like he would give a shit. I am cracking up because I live by myself. I probably need to get a lodger or something. I'm literally, but I did put this out, and a lot of people are like, you know what? I do the same. I think it's fucking normal. So it's absolutely fine. So I spent most of the day today talking to Steve, winding him up. Anyway, more into what I want to talk to you guys about on this episode. Five feelings and emotions that you're going to encounter on your journey to better blood glucose control. Now, I want you guys to understand something. When we are looking to achieve a certain goal or improve something or learn a skill or whatever it is a journey, okay? It's a journey, and there's a process that we go through. Within this journey, there's going to be big, big highs. I'm not talking about blood glucose highs. They might be, yeah? There's going to be big points where you feel fucking mint, and there's going to be points where you feel absolutely, utterly shit. This is normal. It's a normal part of any journey. It's a normal part of any journey. Still the same with me now, like with business, with blood glucose control, with health, whatever. There's times in it where I'm like, this is fucking mint. I love the process. I love the journey. But then there's times where I'm like, just stop the world. I want to get off. This is normal. And it's also normal in life. There's big highs. There's times when I'm buzzing. And there's times when I'm like, I feel fucking shit. And I think it has to be that way, because if it was smooth and you was always buzzing, or you was on a journey to improving your control and everything was going your way, you wouldn't appreciate that because it'd become normality. I know some of you are probably like, yeah, I want fucking good control all the time. But if you didn't have these times that was really frustrating and hard, which I'm getting into a little bit of the five feelings and emotions shortly, you wouldn't appreciate the times that was good. And it's the same on any journey and learning any skill. If you didn't have those difficult times, you wouldn't fucking learn anything. I say to all of our clients before they come on our program, look, there's going to be hard work to put in, but it's going to be worth it. There's going to be times whilst you're on the program, whilst you're being coached, that you get really sort of a little bit down about and stuff, and it's hard work. That's fine. I want that to happen whilst you're with us under our guidance, because that's how you're going to learn. So before we get into these five feelings and emotions, team, I want you to understand, like, with any journey, with any process, especially type 1 diabetes, you're going to get times that are mega, and you're going to get times that are fucking shit, that are absolute dog shit. That's normal, yeah? That is normal. So, right, let's get into these. I put five feelings and emotions, because some of them are feelings, some of them are an emotional state. Let's get into these five. The first one is frustration. First one is frustration. Now, I know there's probably a lot of people like, You guys watching this on the live, drop me a fire emoji in the comments if you've ever felt frustration over your diabetes management. I'll fucking drop a fire emoji because I do as well at times. Yeah. And you guys listening to this on the podcast, give me a silent head nod. This is one of the most common things that I come across with type 1s when I'm speaking to them. I'm like, how are you feeling with control at the moment? Well, it's really fucking frustrating. Let me tell you something. On your journey to improve your control, and even when you get better control, that frustration does not go. It dims down, and there's ways to control it as you start to improve on things, but it does not diminish altogether. And let me give you an example on that. Let's say you're running a test, so it's a basal test, and you get something not quite right and you have to go again. We see this time and time again with our clients, and it's frustrating. The frustration's there. It's a normal part of the process. It's like when I mentioned a few podcast episodes ago about learning a skill. Diabetes, managing diabetes is a skill. And I compared it to learning to drive a car. Like, guys here, if you've got a driving license, I bet you your first fucking lesson or at some point through your lessons was frustrating. I know it was for me. It's a normal part of any process and any journey to bettering something or learning something. And especially when it comes to managing your diabetes and improving your control, you will feel frustrated at times. It is normal. And all these things I'm saying, the reason I'm doing this is so you are aware and you don't think you're fucking odd when you start feeling these emotions and feelings. Like, it's completely normal. We see this every single one of our clients. First main thing, that's probably the biggest thing, is frustration. Yeah. If you're super frustrated with your blood glucose levels now, don't think that's going to go as you start your journey to improve or as your levels start to improve. It does diminish a bit, but it always stays there. And it always stays there with people who have got great control. You're still going to get times when you're frustrated. It's just when you understand more about it, that frustration dims because you start to look at the reasons why. You're more frustrated with stuff when you don't understand it. And that's a big one. So the first one is frustration. Very common. Second one is, and this is another big one, is self-doubt. Self-doubt. Give me a silent head nod if you're listening to this on a podcast, or you can silent head nod if you're watching this on the live. If you've ever had sort of self-doubt of if you're going to be able to achieve something. I know I have. I still get it now. I still get it now, bit of self-doubt and wondering if I'm good enough for certain things. I still get that. And you're going to get it on your journey to improving your blood glucose control. That's completely normal. It kind of shows that you care if you win or don't win. Because if you don't have self-doubt, you're like, oh, whatever, fuck it. It means that you probably don't really care. You will have self-doubt. You're going to have self-doubt and think, am I good enough to do this? Can I actually improve my control? It's going to be hard work. Am I the sort of person that can put the work in? All of these thoughts go through. I've given fucking more than five there. But all of these thoughts will go through your head and you will have the feeling of self-doubt. And that is absolutely fine. It's normal. You just need to keep pushing through. Yeah? You're always going to have the feeling of self-doubt. Yeah? I remember when I was doing my fucking motorbike license, reverting back to that, around September and that, or before September, August. And I had points when I was like, because I failed like my mod 2, the first time, but I was like, am I actually going to be able to do this? You have that self-doubt creep in, and that's normal. It's really normal, yeah? So next time you're deciding that you want to improve your control, you're on this journey to bettering yourself, your diabetes management, your health, and a little bit of self-doubt creeps in, just remember you can do it. You are good enough to do it. You need to just fucking kick that self-doubt out. You can't allow yourself to sit in self-doubt for days on end because it's going to completely fuck you over. But it is a normal feeling to get. So the second one is self-doubt. The third one, and this is a big one, not to offend anyone by this, but we hear it a lot from our clients, is you're probably going to feel dumb and you're probably going to feel stupid. Let me explain that. We work with some clients who have had type 1 diabetes 40, 50 years. And when they come into our program and start going for our course, they're like, fucking hell, I've had it this long. I feel a bit dumb and stupid now. I didn't know that. It seems quite self-explanatory. Or things that aren't self-explanatory, well, I feel a bit dumb or stupid. And you're probably going to feel the same. As you start to do a little bit of research, listen to things, find out things that you didn't know, you might feel a little bit dumb and feel a little bit stupid for not knowing that. But that is fine because they always say, you don't know what you don't know. Yeah? If you don't know how to improve your control, you don't know that. It doesn't mean you're dumb or you're stupid. It just means that you've not either been taught, been shown, or taken the time to sort of go and do research on it. Yeah? There's many other things in life that we, going back to the driving thing, you have lessons because you don't know how to drive. It doesn't mean that you're dumb or you're stupid. You just don't know. And it's the same when it comes to managing your blood glucose control. Along your journey, there's going to be things that you learn that make you feel a little bit dumb or stupid, thinking that you should have already known that. You don't know what you don't know, and it's as simple as that. But you will get that feeling. I've had that feeling before at times, yeah? I work with coaches, business mentors, and when they tell me to do certain things, I'm like, I feel a bit fucking dumb and stupid now because I could probably should have thought of that by myself. But that's absolutely fine. It's a valuable sort of, not valuable, I'm looking for. It's a sort of established feeling to get, feeling dumb and stupid. It's absolutely fine. I give you that example with our clients who have had type 1 diabetes years. They think that they should know more than what they do. They don't, so they feel a little bit dumb and stupid when they're learning new things. It's not a bad thing. It just means that these... You're always learning at the end of the day, and it just means that it's good because these things that you didn't know that you are now empowered to know and that you can go and apply. So feeling dumb and stupid is good. There's a little bit of a saying that I love. It's going off track a little bit here, but I think you guys are going to get some value from it. And it's always try and be the dumbest person in the room. Always try and be the dumbest person in the room because that's how you're going to learn. That's how you're going to learn. It might be worded differently, but that's my take on it. Yeah. If you're always the person in the room who knows everything, how the fuck are you going to excel in life? How the fuck are you going to learn anything? If you can put yourself in a room with people that know more about diabetes than you, you will feel dumb. You might feel a little bit stupid, but you're going to fucking scale up massively and you're going to learn a hell of a lot from these people. So keep that in mind. The fourth sort of feeling, more of a feeling this, that you're going to encounter on your journey to better glucose control is what's the point? Well, it's more of a question that you're going to ask yourself. What's the point? This is big because this generally comes alongside frustration. Frustrated things don't go the way that you planned. You have a bastard diabetes day. Your levels are all over the show. You can't figure it out. You think, fuck it. What's the point? It's normal. All of these are normal. That's why I'm making you aware of them. What's the point? You just can't sit on thinking what's the point and quit. I see this happen time and time again with a lot of type ones. When they get frustrated, things ain't going their way. They're not understanding why certain things are happening. And they say, what's the fucking point in even trying to control it? And they quit. Don't let that be you. That's a common thing, thinking, what is the point? What's the point? I'm putting all this work and it's not working anyway. No, keep going. You need to keep going. And I will say, if you're putting the work in and you're not getting the result that you want, Einstein said this, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. If you're thinking, what's the point? You're putting the work in, you're not getting the control that you want. You need to fucking change something. So yeah, I think, what's the point? What's the point in doing what I'm currently doing? The point is, I need to go and change something and try something new or reach out and ask for help. So that's the biggest thing. I speak to a lot of our clients, and sometimes when it, because it is tricky and it is challenging, I'm not going to lie to you. Even being coached by ourselves and like being on our program and stuff, there's going to be highs, there's going to be lows. And sometimes when these clients get these low points, they're like, oh, I'm just really fucking frustrated with it all at the moment. There's one feeling. I don't know if I can do it, bit of self-doubt. What's the point? We hear that quite a bit. Yeah, and then we just go in, we change something, redirect them, they get the results that we want, happy days. But you will feel that yourself. You're going to think, what's the point? Yeah, and I do personally think that a lot. When things are hard and challenging, I sit there and I'm like, what's the point? Should I wait up putting all this emotional energy and mental energy and investment into it? What's the point? What's the act? And I'm like, no, hang on a minute, you want this. So there is a point. And it's going to be the same with you. The point for us is type ones, being bluntly honest with you, is to stay alive and be the healthiest version of ourselves. That's the point. So next time you're feeling frustrated and you think, what's the fucking point in trying to manage it? Remember, because you want to stay alive, you want to be healthy, you want your loved ones around you, you want to take care of them, you don't want them to see you in a bad state. That's a big point, so that's the point, yeah? That was point number four, what's the point? The fifth point, I wanted to flip things around a little bit now. I've had a bit of dullness, but this is honesty. The fifth sort of feeling that you are going to encounter on your journey to better blood glucose control is empowerment. When you start to learn certain things, when you start to apply it, when your levels start to improve, when you start to wake up in the morning with a fucking dancing out of bed because you're in range, when your energy levels start to come back, when you start to feel great, you're going to feel empowered because you have the knowledge and the skills to control it. You will get that feeling of empowerment. And that's a big one, because that feeling of empowerment is going to overpower your feeling of frustration. It's going to kind of blunten that self-doubt. It's going to stop you feeling dumb and stupid. And it's going to definitely stop you thinking, what's the point? Because you're going to feel now empowered. This is when you get some wins. You look back, you're like, you know what? Look back a few months ago, I'm in a much better position now. I feel empowered to keep going. And that is a big one. This is a big one that we see with our clients as well. A lot of our clients say, your program's changed my life. I feel empowered in managing my diabetes. That's a very good place to be in. Yeah. And that's a common feeling as well. This might take a while to come, and not a lot of type ones put the graft in and stay at it long enough to feel empowered, but it will happen if you keep putting the graft in, and the right sort of graft in. Graft's like slang, Manx slang for work, by the way, for no one who doesn't know here in the UK. So you're going to get that feeling of empowerment, and that's a great place to be in. Yeah. So a quick recap. As I said at the start, amongst any journey or learning a new skill, there will be really good highs when you're buzzing and things are flowing. There will be times when you feel a little bit low, but that's absolutely normal. Yeah, that is absolutely normal. And the five feelings and emotions that are very common that you're going to encounter, don't think you're odd when you encounter these. Frustration, self-doubt, dumb and stupid. You're going to think, what's the point? But you are going to feel empowered. Yeah. Team, that is it. If you got value from this episode, please leave me a rating and a review. As I said at the start, these feelings are normal. Don't think you're odd. Don't doubt yourself. I know one of them self-doubt. Don't think you're different. We all, even our clients that absolutely smash it, even myself, even those type ones with amazing control that you see, they will have these feelings and emotions. It is normal. Just means that you care. Hopefully, you got some value from this episode. You enjoyed it. Thank you very, very much for listening. Have the fucking best day ever. Peace.